Yosef expresses his feelings going down to Mitzrayim in two ways. And by naming his two children, the first Menashe and the second Ephraim. Menashe represents Ki Nishani Lekim Mibeis Avi, how the difficulties of my life made me forget my father's home and his desire and his will not to want to ever forget who he is and where he comes from. The second is Ephraim, Ki Ephraini Lekim Beres Oni, a gratitude and thankfulness, how I have grown despite that I'm in a land of affliction of Mitzrayim, a difficult land. And this is the way a Jew feels in Galus. The first feeling is, I don't want to forget who I am, where I come from. I don't want to get affected by the world around me. And the second is, now that I'm here, I must make the best out of it. To take the darkness and to elevate it. Make it a better place. The difficult times, to become stronger from it. And this is the reason why Menashe was the Bechor. He was the oldest. Because the initial feeling, the first feeling you must have is never to forget who you are. Never to forget where you come from. But ultimately, the ultimate purpose, the ultimate reason why we're here in Galus is not that we should suffer, is that we should grow from it. It's Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. We go down so we can become bigger and stronger. And that's the ultimate purpose of why we're here. And therefore, Yaakov puts his right hand when he gives the bracha on the younger child, Ephraim, because he needs more bracha, more energy and strength to fulfill his ultimate purpose on this world. Thank you very much and have a good Shabbos.